coach in the teleconference is Wisconsin's Brett Bielema. The Badgers are 4-2 in conference, 8-2 overall, ranked 15th in the AP poll and 13th in the coaches poll. Wisconsin plays Illinois on Saturday, an 11 a.m. game to appear on ESPN2. And in conference news, quarterback Russell Wilson was named the Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Scott. It was a good weekend. Had an opportunity to go on the road and play in a great environment against Minnesota, and had some success. A lot of guys played well. Thank the Big Ten for giving Russell that award, but Monty Ball broke a Big Ten record, broke American records every week. He's playing at a high, high level. Both those guys have been fun to watch. I thought our defense did some good things and came up with some big plays down the stretch. So got another tough challenge on the road this week to go to Illinois, a team that I know it hasn't gone their way the last couple weeks, but you can see on film plays extremely hard. Their defense is very, very talented. They got a couple players on offense that can get you on any given time. So a tremendous challenge, but one that our guys are excited about and going to move forward.
Yeah, thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
If you have a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Adam Neff with WBNS Radio.
Yeah, hey, Coach, I know you started to allude to it. Is there anything specific that stands out to you about Illinois?
Yeah, offensively, you know, if he's not the best wide receiver in our conference, might be the best one in the country. Jenkins is very, very special. Got a connection with the quarterback, no matter who's in there. He can make something out of nothing and make people look kind of silly. So he's a very good player that you got to be aware of all the time. I think their running backs, you know, obviously Ford gets the majority of the reps, but they can run the football and do really good things. You know, you look at those first six games, they were putting up numbers that were astronomical. So we got to be great defensively. And then against their defense, might have the most difficult challenge of the year to this point. They have two defensive ends that are very, very good football players, a group of linebackers that run to the ball extremely well, and got some guys in the back end who have played well all year. I think Whitney Merciless is probably the best defensive end that we've gone up against. He's obviously got the numbers to back it up, so a tremendous challenge.
Your next question comes in line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, is it kind of a good thing that you don't get to vote for one of your own players when it comes time to Silver Football voting?
Yes and no. You know, I know that we have, you know, the conference votes that come up, but I also, you know, if you've got a good player, you want everyone to appreciate what he is, and if you think he's the best at your respective position, you kind of obviously like to take part in that. But, you know, the good thing is, you know, when you got a couple players that are, you know, I think last year we had – five players up for national awards, and three of them won it. You know, we had the Lombardi or the Outland Trophy with Gabe. We had the Lott Award with JJ, and then the Unitas with Scott. And the other two guys didn't get it, but I don't think there was a team in the country that had more than two.
I meant more because Monty and Russell are both having such great years. I mean, how do you – I mean, for folks out there voting, and if they're only going to say, well, maybe only one Wisconsin guy on my ballot, how do people out there decide?
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, case in point, last week we nominated for Players of the Week in the Big Ten Conference. We nominated both Russell and Monty because they were both exceptional in the Big Ten Conference. Obviously picked Russell, but they're both putting up such great numbers, and they feed off one another. The great thing is both of them, you know, probably want the other guy to win awards or get the recognition because they're both so selfless. But, you know, I encourage everybody to vote for both of them if you can.
Thanks.
Yep.
Your next question comes from the line of Adam Rittenberg with ESPN.com.
Hey, Brett. I just wondering how your team reacted to, I don't know if you found out either before the game or after the game Saturday, just the fact that you now, I guess, control your own fate here the rest of the way in the division after kind of losing that with the losses earlier this year.
Yeah, you know, we didn't mention it at all last week or leading into the game or rallying cry before we left the locker room. I think a couple of them might have just been decided. I didn't know. Someone informed me at halftime, but nobody had made special mention of it. And kind of like this week, I mean, I realized that, you know, that everything is in front of us. You know, we kind of control our own destiny. But on the same account, the only reason we got to that position on Saturday is because we bounced back from where we were. Have a chance this week to advance our opportunities with Illinois. And what we're trying to do is, you know, put ourselves in a position to win this Saturday, and then we'll take care of next week's challenges when it gets here.
Can that be a motivating force, though, too, just the fact that you don't need help at this point?
Well, I think if you need motivation to win a football game beyond the game itself, we probably are recruiting the wrong kind of kid. So I understand it. I totally get it. And I think from the outside world looking in, from a fan's perspective, that's totally realistic. But when you have guys like we have in the locker room, it's about the opportunity. We're excited. We haven't got a chance to play Illinois for 2 years. It's an opportunity to go on the road and do something that we haven't done very well this year. So a lot of positive things about playing this game.
Thanks, Brett.
Yep.
Again, if you have a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Cliff Brunt with Associated Press.
Talk a little bit about the balance in the conference. Earlier on in the season, folks were saying you guys were pretty much the team to beat, and they were all chasing you guys. You guys had a couple of losses. Now you control your own destiny again. But can you just talk about the balance in the conference with so many teams that are bowl eligible, a couple of them on the border of that, and still many in contention to get to Indianapolis?
Yeah, I think you're kind of cutting in out, but as far as the balance of the league, I think that, you know, everybody wants to beat us up, what's going on. But, you know, we played, two very tough games on the road against two very good football teams. Both of them are nationally ranked now. We didn't come out, I guess Ohio State's not, but we didn't come out with a win. Things didn't play well down the stretch for us in the fourth quarter, so we have to take those examples and learn from them. As far as the rest of the league, I think there's a lot of really good coaches. I think in this league, anybody can get anybody on any given Saturday, and that's probably the case that can be said every conference. So, there's a lot of good players, and 85 scholarships kind of even things out, a number of years back. Now they're talking about doing it with 80. I mean, that'll probably, do the same effect again, make everybody a little bit more even. But I think it's a great conference, one that I'm excited to be in and want to be a part of.
Again, if you have a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
All right, Coach, there are no more questions. We'll let you go early. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.